So we had about a year to a year and a half of not running any short courses. But it's part of our core business, so we had to get back into it somehow. And I was saved by Andrew Wong, who is the CEO of Ascot Mercy. He rang me up one day. I was in, well, it must have been 2004, that's right, because I was in London. I was on sabbatical. And he rang me up and said, I've just been down to a symposium run through Wakefield Private Hospital, or with Wakefield Private Hospital in Wellington. And it was really great. We could do something up here. And it was like a penny dropping. I thought, that's exactly what we can do, a symposium with, you know, 100 to 200 people. I think they get 400 or 500 now. And it's just a weekend. You get all your CME points in one shot. Yes, you have to pay 400 or 500 for it, but it's a great social occasion. You meet people you're not normally meeting. The more Andrew and I thought about it, the more it seemed like a brilliant idea. And it proved to be. So Andrew, of course, me being me, my next comment to Andrew was, how much are you prepared to sponsor? I think they're still sponsoring something toward it. But it suddenly put us back in the business, but not back in the business where we're running a very expensive every week or every month or whatever it was, short course, which has only got a few people coming into it, with a fully employed person or two organising and running it. So there was a number of things that happened when I first came in, and some of them were just straight to do with money, like that one. The quality group wasn't making any dollars at all. They were doing great stuff, but we had to somehow or other find a way where the unit could be self-funding. And so some of these things had to go, to be blunt. But it was a case of actually sorting out what we, because part of our core business was short courses. You know, this felt like a disaster. How can we still be the Goodfellow unit if we aren't running any short courses? But the symposium saved us.